Want to protect your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now, get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I work at Gearhart Law doing the marketing, and I have my own startups.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, everyone, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with startups, small businesses, and discuss the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
I've been waiting this whole show to hear from Stephen Gober. He's a musician. He's got Steam Worldwide Music Works, and he's been sitting here so patiently. So please, Stephen, tell us how you start this, what you're all about.
Anything surrounding like creative stuff, but mostly on the music side. So I run a production company. So I work with artists, produce records, you know, mix records, all that stuff.
What kind of music mostly?
I'm Jamaican. So, you know, reggae, dancehall, hip hop, and now Afro beats is a thing now. We're finding there's less genres around. It's just music. It's very open, as long as it feels good, you know, so it's less about the genres.
That is my favorite kind of music, feel-good music.
Of course. Of course.
So, Stephen, how did you get involved in the music world, and how did you build this business?
Well, I was an avid, you know, music listener, and I would always, as a kid, just be fascinated. How do you create music? And I'm a big technology buff, and I realized that there's a lot of technology involved in creating music nowadays, right? Now there's AI, which is kind of scary for us creatives, but you know, I'm learning to adopt some of that into my business as well. You know, using AI to like, you know, write campaigns and stuff like that. I'm really exploring that. But yeah, I've been doing it for years. You know, it's something I'm passionate about and I just like creating.
Paula, you had something you wanted to ask.
I too am a creative. So no. People always ask me, is AI going to destroy anyone ever making any money from anything creative? And my attitude is Napster started that. Napster and Limelight managed to do that all by themselves so that a creative can't stop creating. That is correct. Who you are. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. And you might make money, you might not, but that is who you are and you can't stop yourself. I don't see an answer to this, by the way. I believe that creatives just aren't going to make any money for a long time to come, as long as AI and the internet are out there. So I'll be curious how you hope to stay solvent.
Yeah, the landscape is definitely changing. Similar to years ago when the MP3 came about, you know, this is just a new version of that. You got to evolve at some point. It is scary times, but I think the cream always rises to the top. Yep. So in a sense, we're AI and technology, and it's easier to make music nowadays, right? You don't have to be the best singer. You know, everyone's auto-tuned. Like 99% of the music is auto-tuned. I do it in my productions. You know, someone might hit them wrong note. I just shift it. There, you know, instead of doing 100 takes trying to nail it, right? So there's a tool for me to say, hey, instead of spending hours in the studio, I could just, hey, maybe I could do it in 10 minutes, right? So I think right now is, as far as like making money, it's more about licensing. So there it comes to like IP, owning your IP. You hear artists talking about owning their masters, you know, so that's how they're generating revenue. And now they're less dependent on major record labels. And now they could put out their own music, just like how you put out your own podcast, right? So it's just all about, you know, just making quality content. I look at music as just content these days. Just put it out there and see what people react to and make adjustments accordingly. So it's definitely different times.
Wow. Yeah. So you say it's just content. To me, that means you're less concerned about the artistic pieces of it and, you know, kind of going towards something that's more, you know, mechanically oriented?
No, I mean, in the sense of how music is distributed nowadays, where it's less about someone's going to go into a Tower Records. I know I'm dating myself and buying an album. Now it's more about, okay, the audio content is, if 1 million people are using my audio in their reels, that's generating revenue as well. So even for, you know, social media, that's another means of income for musicians. So it's just adapting to what's out there, you know, using music for advertisements and like sync licensing and all that stuff. So it's more about making quality content, and I could get it into other avenues, not just, okay, let's sell a million records and we're rich. You know, those days are done. I think the misconception is if you have a million views, that means you have $1 million. That doesn't exist. So even for artists now that are going viral, which is very scary, because just by happenstance, you could upload a song today, it goes viral overnight, and you never hear from that artist ever again. So that's the modern day one hit wonder, right?
Right.
Because back in the day, you would say, okay, you have your A&R department, and that would work with an artist to develop them, get them media training, all that stuff. All that is mute, right? So
right.
It's kind of scary. It's saturated. The music landscape is super saturated. So that's why I said it's all about making quality content. I'm sure there's a million podcasts out there in the world. So It's all the same in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I was looking at some podcast music websites and they have thousands and thousands of songs by artists I've never heard of before.
Exactly.
Right. And you can download these and you don't have to worry about copyright strikes, right, on
Correct.
Your content. But that does create a new market for musicians.
Sure.
That's a new opportunity for them to capitalize on their creativity. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, getting your music into these libraries, as we call them, it's all part of sync licensing. So for independent artists, it kind of opens up more doors than saying, all right, I have to have my record on a radio station to generate some revenue and things like that.
There's a lot of different channels now.
Yep.
What's interesting is it's almost the reverse engineering of what it used to be. So back in the day, the radio stations would crack the record.
Exactly.
And then, you know, it would go crazy, where it's reverse now, where we kind of listen to see if a record's getting traction in the streets, in the clubs, on social media, on YouTube. And then it backs into the radio play. So it's the opposite. It's changed a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. We see it time and time again where if an artist goes viral and that record is attached to all these different reels, then the record label will come to that artist and say, hey, we like your song. It's less risk for them in a sense because they're looking at how viral that artist is. And they're just giving out deals based on that.
There's a level of familiarity already there, right, when it comes to it. So it's a little bit easy to market because audiences are already familiar.
So if you want to be a star, the star singer or star rock band or whatever, how does that happen now as opposed to maybe the way it happened in 1960, you know, with the Rolling Stones or whatever?
It's uploading content to the internet. That's really it. In modern history, you could look at an artist like Justin Bieber, just a kid with a guitar on YouTube, and he went viral. And look at where Bieber is now, right? So now that's almost like the standard is, okay, let me develop content. Let me put out myself. Let me upload to all the social media platforms. Let's build a following. You know, it's all about the following. And now you could look at, okay, if I have 1,000 followers, that's going to engage with me. That's going to buy my content, my merchandise. So now I could start selling merch. And yeah, I may not sell out an arena, but if I have a smaller venue and I have 1,000 people guaranteed that they're going to buy a ticket to my show and buy my merch, I could make a living, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all about targeting your audience, and the engagement, it's key.
It's very entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is happening in art and all forms of creative, because if you have to have a following. If you're a writer, if you're an artist, you need to be having a following before anybody's ever going to sign you up. So it applies.
Yeah. So what's the best social media channel?
For music, it's definitely YouTube because it's pretty much open, it's free. So you got to think about other regions of the world where certain platforms aren't available in those countries. So now it's not just, okay, looking at the United States, it's really looking at the entire world and see where your music is resonating, right? So now you have all that data. So now when I want to push a campaign, I could say, all right, this part of the world is responding to this music. So I'll just market there and build it up. So we have these tools available, which is really cool, that you never had before, right? You just put your music out there and hope someone will engage with it. Now we could see that data in real time.
Would you advise a young person who's interested in becoming a musician to spend more time studying computers or more time practicing their instrument?
Both. You know, it's really both. You're going to get to a point where you're like, I've reached mastery level, but now I have to be, you know, at least efficient with all these other tools like AI and marketing and things of that nature. So,
which is interesting because I know a lot of creatives who just hate anything that's mechanical or
I know. Or electrical. I work with them.
You know. And I want to sing. I don't care about that.
Yeah, and that comes down to it. Not saying every musician or every artist has to be that person. It's also having a solid team around you.
One of the questions I had, is there a way to be able to have music trend more on YouTube? Is there something that you can do to punch it up?
Yeah, you could boost. I do boosts all the time, especially on Instagram. You could pick your audience, which regions, hashtag things, you know, people who like this type of artist, and you could kind of push your ads towards those people. So yeah, there's definitely strategies there.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about YouTube. It gives you incredible analytics, right?
Absolutely. It's Google, right?
Right. It's Google. So you can find out so much about your audience and who else they're listening to.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, if you have that kind of brain where you like looking at data, and if you don't, then you should get someone to do it for you, like Paula, or someone who owns a marketing agency who can tell you this is what you got to do.
Absolutely. Right.
Stephen Goburn. He's got Steam Worldwide Music Works.
You have new music that you're promoting.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right. And you have a new song, a new artist.
So most recently, I'm working with an artist. His name is Don Ude, based out of Florida in Miami. And we just came out with this record. It's called Holiday, and the official music video. So you could go check that out on YouTube. So Don Ute, D-O-N space Y-U-T-E. Holiday. I fully produced it, and that's the record I'm servicing right now.
Excellent. How can people find you?
At Steam Worldwide. So S-T-E-A-M Worldwide. You know, IG on Twitter. That's the best way to get to me.
And your artist?
At D-O-N-Y-U-T-E. And you'll see us promoting the song and video heavily there.
Awesome.
Before we go, I'd like to thank the Passage to Profit team, Noah Fleischman, our producer, Alicia Morrissey, our program director. Our podcast can be found tomorrow anywhere you find your podcast. Just look for the Passage to Profit show. And you can find us on Instagram and Threads at Passage to Profit show, and Twitter, or if you're even more up to date, X at Passage to Profit, and on our YouTube channel. Please also join us on our new Facebook group. Search for Passage to Profit Show Listener Community, a new community space for our listeners and guests where you can post questions that you would like answered on the show and interact with the Passage to Profit team. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.